program is paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents. The opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there? You will not believe this. It's reality is stranger than fiction, and this is one of those times. I am recording this radio show for all of you from Alter do Chão, Brazil, floating off of this beautiful Caribbean-like beach with rainforest all behind it. And of course, the Amazon River is the beach, which they say, by the way, the piranha are not really that big a problem when you go to the beach here. The stingrays are a more serious problem than the piranha, okay? Of course, as most of you who know me know, I won't be doing either. I can't even get on the damn tender boat to get over there. But we did have a great day, or 2 days, in the most famous, largest city in northern Brazil, in Amazonia, the city of Manaus. And that is a very interesting European colonial city that is now also, a city of 2 million Portuguese and indigenous people rooted Brazilians. And it was really neat. They have a very, very famous opera house there. And Nancy, they took some pictures of me and Nancy in front of the stage at the opera house. And it's called Teatro Amazonas. And it's world famous. All of this was built around the British and Portuguese colonial exploitation of the rubber production. It's like 1896 is when the world's rubber supply at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution was coming from Brazil. So that's where that's why we were in Manaus and why they had these very, very beautiful buildings. Manaus was quite an interesting city. We are on our way to Trinidad, and we'll be at sea on Saturday, when you are listening to this, Saturday the 13th, we will actually be at sea. And I was almost certain I couldn't do this today. I thought we could do it from this place, but this place has totally inadequate satellite cellular coverage. But the great, great people here at the desk at Holland America allowing me to use their satellite system to broadcast this. So we want to talk for a minute about what else it is that we're doing and then all the other things that are going on. We're going to have two guests on the show today. If Jim Toohey calls in, he is in New Orleans for Creole Christmas, Réveillon. There's a few different unique New Orleans customs, traditions, as there is with everything. It's always unique the way they celebrate in New Orleans, and Creole Christmas is no different. And by the way, let me just mention to you that if you want one of the greatest Christmas albums that was ever recorded, contact Louisiana Music Factory on Frenchman Street. Obviously, you can Google him and find him very easily. Barry is the owner. He's a good friend of ours. Tell him you want Creole Christmas. It's absolutely magnificent. Irma Thomas, the late Luther Kent, the late Dr. John. If there's one of all the great CDs that we have for Christmas, that is one of my favorites, along with people like Lou Rawls and the Rat Pack and all the other great Christmas CDs we have. However, we are on our way to Trinidad, and we are going to see a show. Obviously, Trinidad is where the steel drum, it's Trinidad and Tobago, and that is where the steel drum was created. And it's going to be a study in the culture and the music and the history of the music, because Trinidad is also one of the best places in the world for their own unique carnival, of course, which is Mardi Gras, y'all, in New Orleans. But in Trinidad, it is a carnival. Also in Aruba, they have a substantial, quite a serious, culturally significant carnival. And we are going to Aruba. We're going to Aruba, Curacao, and Trinidad on our way back to Fort Lauderdale. We'll have information and share some fun, good time stuff with you on the 20th of December, which is the day we get the day before we get off. On the 21st, we'll be at sea heading for Fort Lauderdale, where we're going to spend Christmas this year with our cousins from the days of Little Napoli near Hialeah, Florida, all the great, great, beautiful, wonderful people who, the Bazillis and the Venturas and the Saccos and the Capones, they all, the Marattas, Sam Maratta, they were all Little Napoli by Hialeah Racetrack and Miami Highlight. We're talking, you know, around 1960-62. It's all going to be in the book, and we're going to talk about the book a little bit too, as we are doing a lot of work on that. We have a lot of time at sea, and right now we are trying to outline, we're chapter 8, which is called Summer's Point Begins to Rock. We've passed through the transition into swing, and you know, the New Orleans influence, and Len Carey and the Cracker Jacks, who and the Mummers, they were the Staten Island band. That was the Philadelphia influence bands. Pete Carroll and the Carroll Brothers. Pete Carroll was actually married to Connie Francis' sister. So all of those influences coming into play, and Tony Martz is starting to become Tony Martz. It's not the Tony Martz Cafe. The cafe was swinging, but now Summer's Point is rocking. And that's chapter 8 we're working on right now. And we're hoping and praying that we have the strength and the ability to put this get together in some way that befits the legend of Tony Martz. That is the name of the book, and we will be working on it. And we are working on it. And, of course, we also want to talk a little bit about Tony Martz Cares. Tony Martz Cares is becoming a much more pivotal and critical part of all the things that we're doing, because they produced successfully the first in the nation celebration called Legacy Concerts on the Beach in Summers Point. We're heading in 26 for the 35th season of those concerts, and we are proposing to the city that Tony Martz Cares, Inc. repeat the successful production of those concerts, since the concert committee is no longer producing them, but all of us who are the concert committee are producing them. We just are not a part of the city. We are Tony Martz Cares, Inc., under an agreement that we are offering to enter into. Also, one other thing, I'm probably some of you have heard that the city of Summers Point, along with county, state, and federal levels of government, are going to have a major 250th anniversary party, 250th birthday party for the United States of America. And we have already offered to donate our time, technical production talent, musical artists for that Friday and Saturday. But the city will be producing it itself as a part of this multi-level government celebration. That would normally be concerts that we would produce during the 35 years of concerts on the beach in Summers Point, Friday the 3rd, Saturday the 4th. So we are in process of doing all the preliminary things to hopefully and professionally and somewhat more seamlessly, that wouldn't be difficult, seamlessly enter into an agreement to provide to people of Summers Point, people of South Jersey, and the people and the city government, Mayor Tapp and the city council of the city of Summers Point. And of course, we're in communication and we're providing information to them. Tony Mark Cares is growing, and we're going to have our kickoff party, as you may have heard. And I would suggest that if you want to be there, it's going to be $20 to just get a wristband that allows you to go into the reserve seating area and sit. We're not reserving seats. We're not doing seats except the major sponsors or any sponsor who confirms their sponsorship for 2026 can have a reserved seat and a free, two free wristbands and a reserved seat. And everyone else can join in the party and help us. It's going to be a really major winter concert, you know, the triple tribute. And we will be talking about that as we go forward. It's Friday the 9th of January at Josie Kelly's. It'll start around 7 o'clock, and it's going to be three concerts in one night. Danny Iyer doing the Beatles with Guy Morello and Mega, and I know Howard Isaacson is going to be adding some beautiful, beautiful accompaniment to that. And Billy Walton's going to do the Stones, and that's what he likes to do. And of course, the Tony Mart All-Stars, most of the Tony Mart All-Stars will be part of this show. That includes Billy Walton, who is not really an official Tony Mart All-Star, but is about to become an official Tony Mart Superstar, because we are going to put together a superstar group. And I would like to talk about that for a moment. But Billy does the Stones, and he just did a great, really great Painted Black Black Friday show at Josie Kelly's. Billy Walton, of course, our own Jersey Shore rock and soul guitar hero, you know, right up there with the greatest guitarists and performers in the world that we see. People know that we see them on the legendary Rhythm and Blues Cruise, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, the Big Easy Cruise, which is still available. There aren't a lot of cabins left, but there are still some cabins. You could go to thebigeasycruise.com, and you can get a Tony Mart discount if you mention that you heard it here at Tony Mart Presents Music, Food, Fun, and Travel. And certainly, we are traveling, floating around in the Amazon, and enjoying this show and all of the good times that we are thinking about sharing in the new year, beginning on January 9th. And we have proposed to start the Summers Point Beach Concerts on Friday the 12th of June, which means that the actual founder of the Summers Point Beach Concerts, Nick Regine, will be doing the South Jersey Jazz Society concert. He has already requested, and I believe received permission to do that on Friday the 6th of June, which is D-Day, Friday the 6th of June, Friday the 5th of June is the Friday before the legacy concerts on the beach in Summers Point are proposed to start. Again, all of this is pursuant to us continuing the type of agreement that we had with the city of Summers Point, which worked out so well. Big crowds, 1,000 people crowds, tremendous shows. And we have people, we have Dead Zepp, the Led Zeppelin Grateful Dead tribute. That is so cool. These melodic medleys of songs by the Dead and Led Zeppelin. We've got Tom Hambridge, the world famous producer from Nashville, who also wants to come back. And we've got Melody Trux and J-Lord Trux, who were just phenomenal on that beach. And as I was saying, the Tony Mart All-Stars. By the way, I forgot to mention that the third show on the 9th is the Tony Mart All-Stars Eagles Country. So on the 9th of January, you've got three shows starting at 7, three concerts. Danny Eyers Beatles, Billy Walton Stones, and the Tony Mart All-Stars doing Eagles Country. And that, of course, features the phenomenal vocals of Brian the Voice Conover and Big Bob Ernano and Old School. And we are very, very hopeful that Brian Varhaley will be with us. And kick things off. Of course, we're also going to be meeting with the New Jersey State Casino Reinvestment Development Authority about Mardi Gras on the boardwalk, and we'll have more indications of what all we're doing there. We're trying to increase the amount of shows that we produce at Kennedy Plaza on the boardwalk in Atlantic City, and we will, of course, report that back to you. It was a good way to get this information by listening here at 12 noon Eastern Time. Tony Mart presents music, food, fun, travel, and community professionals. And we have a community professional I'd like to talk about right now, Richard T. Gerber. He's got so much alphabet soup behind his name. He's LUTCF, CSA, RMC. He's a long-term care planning expert. He's ready to do the steady income blueprint that maps out your future. And that's very, very important. Annuities for income or growth. IRA and pension discussions. Disability income protection. Planning for retirement in many, many different ways to reduce the impact of taxes and risk. Tax smart income strategies. Market volatility planning. He does all the things that a stranger that answers an 800 number called Crash Proof Retirement can do, except he's Rich Gerber, 47 years in this community, 21 years as the mayor of Northfield, and so well known and loved by so many people. He can help put the pieces together, and he's a great guy, and he's willing to sit and talk with you and get the information and utilize the investments available by the greatest, most solid, most reliable companies in the world. And we're very grateful to him. 327 Central Avenue. You can speak with him by calling 609-653-9100. 1-800-273-8101. I apologize for my voice. However, we're going to get a break. We are going to welcome my dear friend to the show that has helped me so much, helped us, helped Nancy, has worked with Tony Mart Presents, doing the Atlantic City concerts and help making those Atlantic City concerts as popular as they have become. Now we are doing 500 to 1,000 people every week on a Wednesday night in Atlantic City. It's not an easy thing to do, but of course, when you have a few friends like, Dumpster Funk with Ivan Neville or Galactic, coming by, it's third world. You know, we have some of the greatest musicians in the world. And my next guest has been a friend for a long time. We met in Arizona when we were both on the Pima County Community College debate team. And she, of course, has served as a volunteer on the Summers Point Beach Concert Committee for years. And she's here to look back a little bit and talk about how important it is, not only that, you know, we do all these community-related donations and give, so we have the food banks and we have the Toys for Tots and we have those things, but we also need what it is that we do at Tony Mart Cares and Tony Mart Presents, which is free concerts for the people to nourish their soul. And Terry's been a part of that. She actually worked at Tony Mart's one summer. Welcome back to the show, The Grizz, Terry Vizzano.
Hello, everybody. How are you? Happy to be here. Happy holidays to everybody. It's
I'm really
always so
appreciative
fun
of you
to
being here.
Oh, happy to be here. And it's such a great year for looking back on what's taken place in Summers Point over the years and to reminisce about all the good times, even Tony Mart's. And yes, I did work there for a summer. So,
I'm not sure if it was 78 or 79. I think it might have been was the first or the second one for all summer. I can't remember. But it was one of those.
I can't remember either. It was one of those. You're absolutely right. So I've been around a long time.
I remember Steve Wright now, Marusi, and all that gang were working there. And you, of course, jumped like right in like you are, like you do. The Grizz is like one of the guys, very much like my wife.
That is absolutely true, but it's an easy thing to jump into.
What an experience.
It was great working at Tony Mart's. Great to get a feel for Summers Point. Nice to be able to see the difference as it goes on year to year. And the most amazing thing about Summers Point is that it's such a charming, close-knit community. And they really take care of their own, which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Yes, it is. it's a place with a very long history that we're delving into quite a bit now in doing the book. As I was telling you, we're around chapter 8. But I really wanted you today, Terry, because you know and you feel you have a huge heart, like my wife, about, you know, for people who don't know the relationship, Terry is like my sister. She's that close, and she's been with us for quite a few years now. What are we thinking, like 5 or 6 years you've been working with in the renaissance here of the
yes.
legacy of Tony Mart's?
At least 5 or 6 years. So it's a beautiful thing.
But the, you know, the way that we fulfill the needs and give people the nourishment of the soul, you know, the free concerts, and you know, I know you can think about it because you know how many there are. I'm sure you can see them in your mind's eye. All these people who are older people or disabled people or disadvantaged people who would never be able to see the kind of performances that we present for free if we were not successful in getting all the support, the grants, and the sponsorships.
Absolutely, positively. And the amazing thing about that is, think of our economy right now in this world. From the time I started working and volunteering until just now, can you think of how the prices in concert tickets have gone up? The prices in everything have gone up. The prices of food. So these people get a really beautiful, beautiful time on the beach at no cost to themselves, and they get to enjoy their family and their friends, something that could never really happen otherwise.
And a great camaraderie on that boardwalk as well. It's an interesting situation. You have the hardcore from Brigantine to Longport, and then also other people coming from the mainland to see their favorite groups, because that's very driven by the headliners, thanks to the New Jersey State Casino Reinvestment Development Authority. We're able to have major headliners who would be performing at New Orleans Jazz Fest or some of the other major festivals, the Big Easy Cruise, like we were saying. And these people come out, and then there's the mix of the people who have been around Atlantic City and know now, oh, you know, that Wednesday night, that's the Tony Martin night. Those are really good shows. Or the people strolling on the boardwalk, or the people that just hear about them. And the whole idea is, and this is something you've been really, you have worked so hard on this with me, letting people know that, wow, on Wednesday nights, there are great shows at Kennedy Plaza on the boardwalk.
Not just great, phenomenal shows, headliners, things they'd never be able to see for free. And the fun part about that are the people who are staying in the hotels or just walking along the boardwalk. They have an opportunity to stumble upon that and take part in that. And I don't know how many people come up to me when we're selling T-shirts and doing assorted stuff and say, what is this? What's going on? So it's great for all the tourists that are staying there. It's great for the local community, and it's great for everybody that comes to see it.
And the diversity. I mean, you know, the funk. Right now we're talking with Ivan Neville's agent, who is promising me to try and get us the Ivan Neville tribute to Sly and the Family Stone. I mean, that's what this is all about. We're also working on a tribute to B.B. King for the boardwalk, because those who know Atlantic City history know that the North Side nightclubs were places where, you know, Ella Fitzgerald and B.B. King and Arthur Prysock and all of the, you know, Ray Charles, the greatest people in the world played. It was like Harlem South in Atlantic City, and we celebrate that tradition and the 500 Club tradition. We have Dave Damiani doing the swing, the Dean Martin, the Sinatra, a lot of great history. But the diversity, lots of different shows, lots of different people. It's amazing, Grizz, the different people that come to see the different gigs.
There are. But, you know, the most amazing thing is that all of those people, the diversity of all of those people, all come for one thing besides the phenomenal music. And that is to be part of the Tony Mart family. That is to embrace the music and the atmosphere, no matter what your background is. And that's a beautiful thing.
Well, we do have some very, very good vibes, and you have helped create them over the years. But I really think it's important, as you said, free, and people can come up there, and we have a lot of people who, a lot of diverse people from all kinds of different walks of life who love to come up there and enjoy a lot of the different things that we do, even though they're so diverse, you know. And of course, having the
opportunity to really experience the diversity because you're not paying for it. So this is an opportunity to see something you never have been exposed to, or you have been exposed to and you love it.
Right. Right. Yeah. Exactly. And there's a lot of, it's a lot of fun, a lot of dancing, a lot of good times. Over the last few years, it's really emerged. We have the old stuff from 14, 13, 12, 10 years ago when we had some of the bigger concerts on the beach with like Buckwheat Zydeco and we had Charlie Daniels and Felix Cavalieri's Rascals. But it continues with these groups like, Galactic, who are just, considered one of the greatest of all the New Orleans funk bands, and Third World. People love Third World, don't they?
Oh, what's not to love about Third World? They come to the plate every time, and they are so genuine and so loving, and on top of that, just phenomenal musicians.
And people are looking forward to what's coming next week as well. And we're going to do the Tony Mart Superstars. And one of the things, I haven't really talked to you about this, but I guess you know that one of the greatest guitar players in the history of rock and roll just passed, from the group that was originally Booker T and the MGs, was the group that was did all the Stax records and, of course, became the Blues Brothers, took everything from them. And he, in fact, was a Blues Brother. And when the amount of music that he has contributed, I mean, he wrote Sitting on the Dock of the Bay with Otis Redding, it's an immense loss. Decades of great music, and one of Billy Walton's absolute favorites. And we're going to do a tribute to him and all of those songs that people. Of course, they're so great and so famous, they're cliche. I mean, the Mustang Sally, Midnight Hour, where do you want to go? These are songs that are legendary, and I believe the Tony Mart, we're going to put that together with the Tony Mart Superstars. And be able to do that that whole genre of the Memphis music, but anytime the All Stars are playing, they are very popular. Whatever it is they're doing, the different tributes that they do and the classic music that they do. People love the All Stars, don't they? And they always tell us that, don't they?
They do. And everyone comes out to see the All Stars repeatedly. And that's the beauty of that. And over the years, you've right. got to see them really blend. And there's so much camaraderie. And it's a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah. We are really very fortunate, and I want to thank you for all that you've done, and I look forward to you being with us again as we go forward. I think it's going to be a great year, I want everybody to get ready for it. But as we go into the holidays here, it's important, isn't it, that we let everybody know that we're going to work very hard so they have a great 2026 of free music and super concerts, and hopefully in Summers Point, definitely in Atlantic City, it's really part of our lives, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And here's what I have to say. I know you're going to come up with a great schedule of musicians and artists, local and international, for both concerts. We're looking forward to that. And the one thing that I could say is, everybody always checks in the summer. They come for the schedule. They want to see what's going on in the summer. But check during the winter as well, because we're starting to expand a little bit, and there's always good things going on. And you might not be inclined to look at the schedule until June, but you might be missing out. So please, just every once in a blue moon, go to TonyMart.com or check us out on Facebook.
Right, right. Well, Terry, thank you so much, and I hope you and everyone in Tucson have a great, great holiday, and they'll be hearing from us, and we'll be together with you in February, and let the good times roll.
Happy holidays to everyone. Stay safe.
Thank you. Terry Vizzoni, better known as The Grizz, she has done so much for Tony Mart Presents, and as a volunteer for years for Tony Mart Cares as well. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the Circle Liquor Store. We are very, very grateful to the Circle Liquor Store for being not only the sponsor of the Legacy Concerts on the Beach in Summers Point, but also the Beverage Garden in Atlantic City on the Boardwalk, major sponsors, and they're bringing out, you know, great wines and great beautiful speed rack of the very best liquors and such. It's a hell of a good time, and the seltzers and the beers, and it really is. And Circle Liquor Store just gives and gives and gives. And right now, of course, the greatest thing with Circle Liquor Store is to get your gift baskets now. They will actually construct a gift basket for you based on the world-class bourbons. They have over 200 bourbons, single malt liquor, single malt scotches, single barrel rye whiskey, and and they have their own barrel of bottled, their own bottled bourbon. And you can get a basket with that as a centerpiece and build around it with the Proseccos and the sparkling wines. And, you know, one thing that really is cool is you can get a bourbon, and then you can add a like a Cabernet that's been aged in a bourbon barrel. All kinds of things, whatever you want, you know, whether they're sweet wines, and they have lots of swag and stuff too. So, you know, you can get a basket that's got cool stuff in it, you know, glasses, coasters, you know, and you know, they'll put it together for you. That's the beautiful, beautiful thing about Circle Liquor Store, is all you have to do is give them a call, and they will put it together the way you want it, customized. And then, of course, they have hundreds of beautiful baskets and gift packs that you can pick up while you're there. And they are open, which is really good if you're trying to cram in shopping. 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. They are open. And that's a really convenient thing. You can finish your Christmas shopping at Circle Liquor Store and pick up one of those bottles of wine that we're always talking about, a Dow Cabernet or a nice white Burgundy for really good prices, and enjoy yourself. Thanks to Circle Liquor Store, probably the best independent liquor store in the world, certainly the best in the state of New Jersey. Well, it's Creole Christmas in New Orleans, as I was saying, and we're very fortunate to have our good friend Uptown Jim Toohey. And where is he at? Where you at? You're at Uptown New Orleans. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carmen. And it's Christmas time in New Orleans, as they say. And the town is decorated beautifully, and we went. We're having a great time here. You know, just like in many places throughout the country, there are toy drives for children, and we went to one at Tipitina's, which featured one of your favorites, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Were there, and by they send their regards to you, and Big Frida. Chawa, Irma Thomas, of course, was my favorite that evening, and that fabulous new Phenom Rivers Eckert keyboard player. Have you seen him yet? The 16-year-old.
He's a hell of a player. That kid. We saw him at Funk Fest. He's really something. He's going to be a New Orleans star of the future, no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we went to, on the next night, we went to the House of Blues, and we saw a show there, too, to raise money for NOCA. So Tipitina's had a big show with Trombone Shorty. NOCA had a big show with Irma Thomas. Last night, we ran into Shorty in a restaurant. So, you know how it works in New Orleans, Carmen. It's like a small town. Yeah, you know, you run into people that are nice, they're friendly. And, of course, we've had some fine dining experiences while we're here, too. How about you? How's it going in the Amazon?
Well, it's a little bit quieter here than it is in New Orleans. We're going to be on the Big Easy Cruise with a lot of the people that you're talking about. Galactic. We're going to go up the Mississippi on the Big Easy Cruise.
Great.
And we're going to go to Tipitina's to see Galactic. Of course, they did a fantastic job on the boardwalk last summer. And Cyril Neville is going to be on the ship with us. And it's really quite an unusual thing. I mean, we were expecting more jungle, and what we have were these gorgeous, huge riverscapes with the moon light shining on the huge Amazon River, and the sunsets are incredible. And it's very, very laid back for us. But yesterday they had a carnival type show in a place called Parentine, which does a show similar. But the big one that we're going to see coming up is in Trinidad. We're going to see the music that gave us the steel drum and soca and calypso influences. We're looking forward to being in Trinidad as a part of that. But where was the
We saw Susie Calso. Is that what you were going to ask about?
That's what I was going to ask you. Where was Susie?
Yeah, she was at Buffa's up there on Esplanade Avenue, and it's a nice little club. You know, great drinks and food. Very intimate setting, maybe 75 people tops. And she performed with Alex McMurray, who's with the Tin Men, and he was in Royal Finger Bowl, and he's a wonderful songwriter and musician too. So that was really a sweet show. They did two great sets. All the Tony March fans, I know they're big fans of Susan, and she didn't disappoint, and she's still got a great voice.
She's so great.
And when I mentioned your name, she lit up. You know, she said, "You make sure you tell Carmen we're looking forward to seeing him." So hopefully, I'm in New Orleans, Carmen, and I'm listening. Yeah, whenever I'm down here and listening to the great music, you know, I think of you very often because nobody enjoys it more than you. And I know that when you're down here, you're always looking for talent. And your balance of providing wonderful work for the iconic musicians that we love, like Ivan Neville, and then finding new artists, too. You know,
I'll tell you one that's definitely going to be happening because we're already negotiating the dates. Joseph Boudreaux, Big Chief Joseph Boudreaux.
Oh, wow.
Is, they are one of the greatest bands happening right now. It's like, you know, that high-powered funk with the New Orleans Mardi Gras Indian energy, and they perform with costuming and the ramble. They are, I think, one of the hottest bands. And of course, Big Chief Monk Boudreaux is a friend, very close with Johnny Sansone, and this is his son Joseph Boudreaux, and we're hoping that maybe we can get some of the gang to come up and put on a little mini festival and have people like Susan or Johnny Sansone, and like you said, that's what it's all about, man. I'm so happy that you're down there. How long are you staying?
I'm leaving here on Friday. I'm going to Mexico for a wedding. Ginger and Joe Syak's son is getting married in Mexico, so
That's this weekend, huh?
Yeah, that's this weekend in Mérida, the old capital, the white city in the Yucatan. So I'll say hi to Ginger and Joe, and Irene will also be there, and a handful of people that you know from back up north. But Carmen, we're all, of course, everyone is thinking about Christmas right now, and that's at the front of everyone's minds. But as soon as the polar bear swim is over with, we'll all be looking forward to the spring and looking forward to the wonderful lineups of shows that you're going to have. We'll talk about that, I know, after we get home. Of course, I'll probably come back down here for a little bit of Mardi Gras. And again, of course, for Jazz Fest. Now, just for your music audience.
Like I said, we'll be there. We'll be there on the Big Easy cruise. We're going into port there, right on the Mississippi. And I forgot that this was the big weekend for Joe Syak in Mérida, which is the beautiful colonial capital, actually designed by many of the same Spanish architects as New Orleans. It looks a lot like New Orleans, and it is a really cool place. Have a great time, and I wish Sammy Syak all the very best luck. It's, of course, Joey Syak is a member of the board of directors of Tony Marp Cares, and we love him, and we love the Syak family, and we love you too, Chewy. Thanks for checking in with us. Hopefully we'll see you on the 9th of January. Are you going to be in town for that?
Yes, I'll be in town for that. I wouldn't miss it. Got that in my email. What a lineup.
Thank you.
And we're looking forward to it.
So cool.
All right, Carmen.
Thank you.
All right.
Laissez-les bon temps roulé. Happy Creole Christmas, my friend.
And you too.
Of course, we're talking about the hugely talented, gifted, unique guitar player, the great Steve Cropper, who we love so much. Everybody knows Steve Cropper's sounds at the beginning of Soul Man, all throughout all of those great songs, all the Sam and Dave. He co-wrote Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. He's on classics like Tenderness and all the Otis Redding and all the Mustang Sally and all of those very, very famous songs from Stax Records in Memphis. Anyway, I would like to thank all of the people who help us. I can't really thank all of them, but I want to mention a few people. First of all, our gumbo king, Larry Alexander, King Gumbo for the year. We would have really enjoyed having him and praising him for all the work that he does with the Chefs Association, and it was really a great honor to have him and to have Chef David Goldstein from the American Culinary Federation, and they are out there feeding people and coming up with lots and lots of meals, supporting the food banks and everything. As I said, when I was interviewing Terry, they feed people, we feed their souls with the music that we're doing, and we're very, very proud to have the opportunity, the ability to do these things and give these things to people. As I said with Terry, the gratitude, the tremendous feeling that we experience just being able to talk with people and share with people and have them delight in the productions that we do and the events that we do. January 9th, we'll be kicking it off. And we're going to do some events in the spring as well. So as Terry said, check out TonyMart.com and Tony Mart Facebook page, John LaRoe. And we want to congratulate, by the way, two great young people, Stefan from Shore Local has been honored as a top 40 under 40, recognized for his, and it's no surprise to us because he's a tremendous volunteer and a tremendous professional with Shore Local, works with Shore Local, volunteers to help us. A great, great guy, Stefan Klink. And then also our liaison to the CRDA, Maisha, was recognized with a similar award, top 40 under 40. And again, she's been so great with us, Maisha, and we're so grateful to her for working with Nancy and being so cooperative as a representative of the Casino Reinvestment Development Authority. Congratulations, Maisha. Congratulations, Stefan. You are the future. You are great young people like you are exceptionally hard to find, and we are very, very indebted to you and proud to be co-professionals with you. As I was saying, we're going to report back a little bit from Trinidad and maybe Aruba as we head back. I want to say again, congratulations to Sammy Sayeg, Joe Sayeg, Joe and Ginger Sayeg's son, who's going to be getting married in Merida. That sounds like a fantastic time. And I wish we could pull the ship over there in Cancun. Actually, Merida has a very nice port as well. We've been there. Beautiful, beautiful colonial city. But until we are able to see you all on the 9th of January, and I want you to know, Billy Walton and I are going to work on this idea. I think everybody will get excited about it. You know, Wilson Pickett, Midnight Hour, Mustang Sally, so popular, it's a damn cliche. All the music of Steve Cropper and Duck Dunn, and of course the great Booker T. Jones, who will be on the legendary Rhythm and Blues Cruise in October of 26, and we'll probably be right there with him. I like to sit about 9 feet from the Hammond organ when he's playing. It's all something we want to pay tribute to, that Memphis sound. We always do the rock and soul sound. Billy loves it, and we're going to be doing it with the Tony Mart Superstars. We're planning a special show, and people will love that because they are some of the most famous popular songs in the history of rock and roll. You could not go through a night at Tony Mart's without hearing them. And we are preparing to go back to work on the book. And we're going to just have a really good time enjoying all of the ambiance of the Amazon and our return to Florida and Jersey. We want to thank you all for being a part of it and thank our guests, Jim Toohey from Uptown New Orleans and Terry Vizzoni from the Presidio in beautiful downtown Tucson, Arizona. And we are in Alto de Chao. Alto de Chao. Smack dab in the middle of Amazonia. Thank you all so much for being with us. And we'll speak with you again soon. And until then, let the good times roll.
The preceding program was paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents.